Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rowan Miranda. So the class is called the Detroit Policy Workshop. It is modeled with Alan's advice after the International Economic Development Program. The trick is we don't get to go abroad. Okay, so in the Detroit Policy Workshop, we will be visiting Detroit, interacting with policymakers, hopefully some elected officials. And I'm thinking about organizing a trip to Pittsburgh, and I'll get into my rationale for Pittsburgh in a second. So the term workshop is used to convey it's a combination of classroom seminars and interaction using small teams on very concrete policy topics. So the overall focus is to utilize in-depth case analysis of Detroit, compare it to cities that have made a comeback from decades of economic and fiscal distress, and frame the analytical work of students to produce actionable prescriptions. So some of the areas we'll look at: economic development and revitalization strategies, low-income housing, land use policy, school reform, fiscal distress, service delivery, government reform, big topic in Detroit if you read the papers, and then regional and fiscal federalism. So state-city relations, city-county relations, et cetera. Should be a very exciting course. My own background is, prior to coming to the Ford School, I spent 10 years at the University of Chicago, and prior to that at Carnegie Mellon and Pitt. I worked for the mayor of Pittsburgh in some very exciting years in the 90s where our population had dropped by a half, and we really had to come up with a new strategy to get Pittsburgh out of the ashes, so to speak. So while Pittsburgh by no means is completely done with its work, if you look at what Pittsburgh is today, a center for healthcare with UPMC, for finance and insurance with PNC Bank, which is a national bank now, and universities being a significant part of what it does, it's made quite a comeback. So the idea is, what can Detroit learn from Pittsburgh? But the seminar is heavily about Detroit. The only comparison case I use is just what we can learn from it. Thank you.